So there's an old joke, or maybe it's a new joke, I'm not sure. So this guy, he's got on a glowing clown outfit, smells like dead fish for like many days of dead fish. He's got big shoes on, one eye is orange, the other eye is purple. His hair is a bright, bright green color, and he's got on these gigantic duck feet. He walks into this bar, walks up to the bartender. The bartender walks over to him and says, and so this guy says, "Don't judge me. Yesterday, I was fasting from complaining, and I think I got away with it. I hate not knowing that, but that's complaining. In any case, so today, I'm challenging myself to not be judgmental." Now, some people are just hard not to judge. I mean, they put themselves out in the middle of the public looking like this guy who walks into the bar. And they ask that you don't judge them. I don't know how that's possible. But maybe the key to not judging is not saying anything about them. But that's kind of avoidance. You know, I think a lot of psychologists might think that that's a negative reaction. You know, I think I'm just going to try to live a little more like Jesus if I can, which is just, it's like the easiest thing, it's the hardest thing. Well, in any case, complaining was one thing. Learning to not be judgmental is another. It's a challenge. So I will take this challenge. I will try not to be judgmental. And I suppose that starts with not judging too harshly myself, not judging my wife, not judging my daughter, not judging friends, family, the general public. And I suppose the old axiom that, you know, mother's wisdom is, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything nice. No. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Man, we could all use a little bit of that motherly wisdom.